AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden thanked conservative commentators on Fox News who've been encouraging people to get vaccinated against the coronavirus. He was also asked about the people who get vaccinated and get the virus anyway.
At a minimum, I can say that even if they did contract it, which I'm sorry they did, it's such a tiny percentage and it is not life-threatening.
More Olympic athletes are testing positive for the coronavirus in Tokyo, including an American beach volleyball player, Taylor Crabb. Tokyo hit another six-month high in new virus cases. The Olympic opening ceremony is tomorrow. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach met with Emperor Naruhito.
I want to reassure Your Majesty that we, the Olympic community, are doing our utmost not to bring any risk to the Japanese people.
The nation faces a debt deadline next week. The AP's Sagar Magani reports it's setting off another political fight.
The government's legal authority to borrow money for paying America's debts expires July 31st. If the debt ceiling's not raised by then, there could be a federal default, which has never happened. But Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says Republicans will vote against raising the debt limit.
I was hoping that wouldn't be the case.
President Biden notes Republicans extended the government's borrowing authority several times under Donald Trump. It's not unusual for the party that doesn't hold the White House to use the debt ceiling as budget leverage, and this fight comes as the parties battle over the president's giant proposals for boosting spending and taxes on the wealthy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Justice Department is launching gun trafficking strike forces in five cities: Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C., to try to reduce a spike in violent crime. This is AP News. The U.S. Geological Survey is recommending cleaning out bird baths and temporarily taking out bird feeders. Some birds in the mid-Atlantic have gotten sick.
The reports of sick birds started coming in late April, and it seems juvenile birds may be most susceptible. Most of the alien birds have been fledgling blue jays, American robins heard here, European starlings like this one, and common grackles, though other songbirds have also been affected. The main visible symptoms are swollen eyes or crusty discharge around the eyes, as well as off-balance movements that may indicate neurological damage. Scientists are yet to determine the cause, but have ruled out a number of viruses that commonly afflict birds. I'm Ben Thomas.
Hall of Fame football coach Bobby Bowden announced he's been diagnosed with a terminal medical condition. He wasn't specific about the condition. The 91-year-old Bowden tested positive for the coronavirus in October. Ed Donahue, AP News.